Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Ted Werbin. For the first time through most of these pandemic weeks, Colorado's death toll has held steady 2 days in a row. That's likely due to the correction the state made in the way it reports COVID-19 fatalities. The figure's holding at 878, the number of Coloradans who've actually died of or been killed directly by the coronavirus. That number's lower than you may have recently heard because the state health department officially changed its reporting process on Friday, now distinguishing between those whose deaths have been clearly caused by the virus and others who appear to have been killed by something else but were known to have had COVID when they passed. Saturday at the White House, President Trump cheered what he called the first creation of a new American military branch in some 72 years.
The president was celebrating the military's sixth branch, the new U.S. Space Force. A new flag representing it was unfurled in the Oval Office, featuring colors of dark blue, silver, and white. Space Force will be headquartered at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs the next 6 years. Several members of this spring's Air Force Academy graduating class were commissioned directly into the Space Force. Over the last several months, the Space Force logo has taken some ribbing for its striking resemblance to, and maybe a ripoff of, the fictional United Federation of Planets logo created for the TV and movie series Star Trek. I'm Jim Williams.
In the High Country's Garfield County, Hanging Lake is due to reopen for the summer on June 1st. There'll be even more restrictions than last year when vehicle traffic was cut off for the first time to eliminate overcrowding. Everyone had to be shuttled in and out on a bus from Glenwood Springs. Now, no more than 128 people will be allowed to hike the popular trail there each day, and you'll still need a reservation and a permit, just like last year. That $12 permit will also be for a specific time slot so as to limit the number of people on the trail at the same time. I'm Ted Werbin on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
Are you interested in saving $1,000 or more each month? Then why not take advantage of a free mortgage review from American Financing? See if you can lower your mortgage rate or consolidate high interest debt. There are no upfront fees to pay, and it only takes 10 minutes to start. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hey Colorado, it's Buddy Black. I know you are used to the Rockies stepping up to the plate, but now it's your turn. Our fellow Coloradans need our help. You can volunteer, donate blood, or join the Rockies and make a contribution by visiting HelpColoradoNow.org. Everything helps. It's times like this that we all need to do our part. So join me to help stop the spread and visit HelpColoradoNow.org. Together, we will get through this and save lives.
This message brought to you by the Office of the Governor and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Hi, this is radio host Bob Enyart. Years ago, my program aired daily on Colorado's KHNC. I've moved on, but I'm still standing for justice and freedom, and I'm still with Colorado Right to Life. We're asking you to join us by standing up for the God-given right to life of every unborn child. We're all in the fight of our lives, really, the fight for their lives, these kids. So please check us out online at ColoradoRightToLife.org. God bless.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Hey all, Lee Turner Jr. here, owner of Tango Firearms Training. I'm a certified NRA pistol instructor, NRA range safety officer, and U.S. Marine Corps combat veteran. Don't be a victim. Here at TFT, we offer personalized instruction for individuals, couples, and groups. Learn how to defend yourself and your family effectively and safely. Just click on TangoFirearmsTraining.com. That's TangoFirearmsTraining.com. We offer courses in handgun safety and training, home and concealed carry defense, and concealed handgun permits. You will be trained in self-defense with a firearm against a threat when confronted in a solo or family setting, out in public, or in your own home. And yes, our courses meet all Colorado state requirements. Learn how to protect yourself and those you love. To learn more about myself and TFT, just click on TangoFirearmsTraining.com. That's TangoFirearmsTraining.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Maplewood Wine and Spirits, located in Eaton, they are American-owned hometown liquor store with a big city selection. They specialize in hard-to-find spirits and whiskeys and a full selection of craft beers at competitive prices. Located at 201 South Elm, call 970-454-3533 or go to their website at maplewoodwineandspirits.com. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and they close at 8 on Sunday. 970-454-3533 or stop on in and tell them KHNC sent you. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I hope you've had a wonderful week, and I hope things are settling down for everyone. We've been in a real crazy time here for the last 2 months. I have been on the programs. I have been talking about things that I believe are vital for the Christian people in the churches of God today. And I have been really, my direction has been on the initial experience that a person would have when they become a believer. And that initial experience is to being born again. Without being born again, you are just a nominal Christian in name only. Then after rebirth, I know that I'm speaking to many in the audience that are Christians, believers in Jesus Christ, God's Messiah. It is important to understand the experience of being born again, because that experience begins everything in your Christian walk with God. Then you have two major experiences following the born-again experience. One is water baptism. The other is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is the way that God put it down. This is the way it was documented in the book of Acts. This is the way God communicated to his people after his death and resurrection and his return after ascension on the night of resurrection. He ascended, he descended and met the disciples in an upper room, and he breathed into them the Holy Spirit. He breathed his spirit into them. This was the beginning of the regeneration of the body of Christ. Then in the book of Acts, you have 40 days from the time of the Lord told the disciples to wait, 40 days till Pentecost. And at Pentecost, Christ visited them again, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit and Peter preached to the crowds, and the Holy Spirit descended upon them. And in the book of Acts, and I'm going to get to this in shortly, there was no documentation of the disciples after the time of the Lord's visit on the night of resurrection until Pentecost of baptism by water. There's no documentation of that. The baptism of water in chapter 2 of Acts, they began to be baptized with water. At the same time, there was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And these two experiences are vital for the Church of God as we move into the future. Many Christians, born again, but have never been water baptized, and their sins still have a hold on them. Many Christians have been believers for years and have never been baptized in the Holy Spirit. These two experiences are vital for the coming battles that the churches of God are going to have to fight in the time to come. Then we go on beyond baptism of water and baptism of the Holy Spirit to the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are given to individuals for the battles in their future. The gifts and the talents are something additional. And the Bible in the Apostle Paul, in Corinthians, and in Romans, and in Ephesians, he discusses these matters in depth. In time, now I'm going to go ahead with that foundation. In time, there are destinies throughout the Scripture for nations, destinies for races of people, destinies individually. There are destinies of empires. I know that when Christians begin to talk about destiny, they get excited. And the reason being is because the Scripture is full of destiny. The Jewish people, through Abraham, their destiny. Cities like Jerusalem have destinies. Like Bethlehem has a destiny. Nazareth has a destiny. Russia has a destiny. China has a destiny. They're in the Bible. You have Germany. You have the Arab nations' destiny. Destiny with the children of Esau. Destiny with the children of Ishmael. Definitely with the 12 tribes of Israel. So everywhere in the Scripture you have destiny. At the end of the world, in the time that we're in, the destiny of nations and people, because we're at the end of the world, everything will be defined more clearly. Israel's role as a nation will be defined. Russia, China, every nation that I've discussed. Also, the United States of America. Through all my Christian years, early in my Christian life, there was mention by the man that I studied under that America was not in the Bible. But then, I think 10 years later, after I became a believer, then through different ministries, I began to study, and I came to the realization that the United States of America is in the Bible. Many of the main Christian churches, the main teachers in America, to this day still deny that the United States is in the Bible. It's vital for the churches of God in America and throughout the world that they understand America's role in Bible prophecy, that they understand if America is in the Bible, then all the churches of God in America need to know, okay, we are in America. If America has a destiny, if America is in the Bible, then that means that we are in that destiny that America is going to fulfill. That means that we are in the Bible. This is the direction I'm going to go today. At the end of the world, America will play a major role as a nation in what happens to the nations and to Israel in the time that we live in. So with that, I will give you some verses. And this is out of Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing until he reveals his plans to his servants, the prophets. I have stated in previous programs that America has been a nation of pastors, but America will be a nation of prophets. Now, I want to qualify what I'm talking about because I don't want there to be a misunderstanding. All the children of God have intuitive ability, prophetic ability. Every child of God has an anointing and has an unction. And in God's plan through the ages, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, God has prophets. And prophets, to use that word, can mean many different things. But prophets are people that have an ability to foresee things as God desires, as God gives them revelation. And with that, I will say this in the matter of revelation. As Christians, everything that happens in our lives, how we see God, how we view God, how we understand God, how we grasp the plan of God for our lives, comes through revelation. God gives revelation to each of us individually so that we, when he appears to us, we believe in him. After we believe in him, then that begins a process, a growing process as Christians. And in that growing process, there is a continuing revelation that God gives us so that we begin to know him and understand his plan, overall plan, his eternal purpose for not just our lives, but for the world, for the time that we live in. But then he also gives revelation to each one of us individually so that we might know why we were called to God and what that calling is all about. I'm going to throw a lot of things in the pot right now, but each thing will be indistinct, it will be different, distinctly different, but everything will work together. Everything begins with revelation. We have intuition. We have an unction. We have a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. And everything that happens, again, comes through revelation. There will be prophets in the time that we're in. And in the company of prophets, there will be prophets that have a more intense calling on their lives than others. That doesn't mean that where each one of us is as a believer in the abilities that God has given us in a prophetic sense, in an intuitive sense. As watchmen, prophets are watchmen. They watch what's happening in a society. Watchmen look for danger. They look into the future. They look at the present. They look at the past. Prophets are always looking. They're not just looking at what surrounds them, but they look at what has happened in the past, what is happening presently, and then by taking the past and the present, they can look into the future to see what direction society, the world, their families, and they can see the direction God is going. Also, the prophets, they take the Word of God very seriously. The Word of God is the very center of the, how would I put it, is the center of the understanding of God and His plan throughout time and in the time in which they live. Today, of all times, with so much happening in the world, there needs to be in the body of Christ people that God would train that can see what is happening in the world and be able to convey that to the body of Christ. Not everybody is going to be able to have the type of effect as a prophet, you might say, like, let's say, Elijah or Elisha or these people in the Old Testament, like Amos or Daniel. God calls His people to positions as it pleases Him. And He has a reason for giving some people revelation, a greater revelation than others. Some people need a greater revelation according to the calling on their life. We are all called as believers. We have a calling to eternal life. We have a calling in our lives. We have something that God has put and has assigned us to accomplish in our lives. But not everybody's to accomplish the same thing. And the example would be with the disciples who became apostles, with the Apostle Paul. It all depends on God's plan and how He intends to use people. Now, I'll go back to what Amos said. Amos chapter 3, verse 6 through 8. Do two people walk in hand if they aren't going to the same place? In America today, you have thousands of churches, thousands of pastors, thousands of different visions. Everybody in the different areas of the country, in the regions, in the states, in the counties, in the cities, just in America. Not all the pastors are going the same direction because life is different in each individual area. But as a nation, God has to have men who are able to look at the whole, understand what is happening, and present a message to the people in the body of Christ to bring a clear direction. Pastors are not gifted in the same way that people that have apostolic or prophetic a calling, even evangelistic calling. Pastors, teachers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, all different. Each administration is different. Each administration is necessary. But the apostles and the prophets, according to Scripture, are the ones that would give the overall general understanding and direction to the body of Christ. We're in that time. We're in the time now where all the thousands and thousands of different visions that many men have is going to be, you might say, not shaken, but the vision is going to have to change. And what causes change with the visions of a society would be something on the line of coronavirus. Everybody is looking at the coronavirus. Now, as I read these verses in Amos, I'll give you a further explanation. So, do two people walk hand in hand if they aren't going to the same place? American Christians are going to have to walk hand in hand because the hard time that the Bible talks about, the time of tribulation, is coming. The next part of the verses. Does a lion roar in the forest if there's no carcass to devour? Does a young lion growl with pleasure if he hasn't caught his supper? Does a bird fall prey to the ground if he hasn't been hit with a stone? Does a trap spring shut if nothing trips it? When the alarm goes off in the city, aren't people alarmed? The coronavirus is a message from God that something, not only in America, but internationally, has changed. When the disaster strikes the city, doesn't God stand behind it? Isn't God standing behind what is happening with the coronavirus in America and in the nations of the world? I'm telling you, God is standing behind it because he's got a message to his people. His message to his people, internationally, and in America especially, is that all that the prophets have stated would occur at the time of the end of the world is going to take place. We are not going to stop it. What was prophesied to occur in the years before Christ's return is going to take place. And the children of God need to start to think differently. We are in a time of transition. And we're going to have to transition from the world that was before the coronavirus epidemic to the world as it is now and to the world as it's going to change in the future. So these verses in Amos, God is trying to get the attention of the people of the world. But I'm focusing on the churches of God. The fact is, God, the Master, does nothing without first telling his prophets the whole story. This is out of the Message translation. I like it because it kind of helps me to give you the understanding where I'm coming from. But it's not the strongest version. A stronger version would say this. God will do nothing. He will not let anything occur until he reveals his specific plans and his counsel to his servants, those that he has called to the ministry as prophets for the sake of his body, not so that they can be people that will promote themselves, but that God will use them to announce what His intentions are in time and in societies of the nations. I'll continue after the break.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show-offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Triangle Cross Ranch in Gailton, Colorado, has been a very special place for God's children since 1981. A charitable nonprofit residential facility that can handle 24 ranchers. And we're a place where people with cognitive needs do fun things like animal therapy with donkeys, goats, and llamas. With your help, we can be here another 40 years. Call us at 970-454-2219. Again, our number is 970-454-2219.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Kids are full of energy, but keeping them active in their teen years can be a challenge. Aim for an hour of physical activity every day. If they like sports, that's a great place to start. Keep the focus on fun, not winning, and encourage your child to do a variety of activities. If your child isn't meeting that 60-minute goal, gradually increase their activity in ways they enjoy. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus
walked. Oh,
when he walked.
When
Jesus
walked.
Walk. Watch my sins away.
All right, this is Rick Rodriguez, Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry, and I'm going to give out contact information later, but right now I want to stay on what I'm trying to present. The prophets of God, America has been a nation of pastors. America will become a nation of God's holy prophets, holy and righteous prophets, prophets that will have no guile. There'll be nothing in them that is craft. In other words, they'll be pure. They will be without any desire to do anything other than please the Lord Jesus. There will be no guile in them. America has been a nation of many people that are prophetic, that have been learning to be prophetic, have been learning how to be righteous and holy and upright with no malice, with no hidden motive, no hidden objectives. The prophets that are coming, that God is hidden, that exist, are men, and there are some women, but there's a difference between male and female prophets. There's a big difference. So I cannot include the sisters right now in what I'm trying to discuss about the prophets that I'm talking about that are God is going to begin to bring into and has already bringing into the societies of America and the nations. These prophets are without any guile. Also, there are prophets that are people that are prophetic that want to be prophets but have not been called to be prophets. There are some prophets who have been called. There's an order within the prophetic world, within the world of the prophets. There's an order. Obadiah was a prophet, but Obadiah's world was not on the same level as that of Elijah. Elijah, God called him to a much greater macro world than Obadiah. Nathaniel, as a prophet, had a world that he was called to. That was to be a prophet to King David. Every prophet has a world that he is to oversee. A micro world, a macro world, that is decided by God. And I'm going to give you an example here shortly. But I'm just beginning, I felt, with this program today, because I'm going to 2 hours, I felt like the Lord has said, okay, now you'll have more time to present the thought of my thought, what I believe is the Lord's thought, of what is coming to the United States. Prophets are gifted differently than pastors, than evangelists, than teachers. Because prophets, God has given them a greater sensitivity in their intuitive ability. Every Christian, again, I go back to this, and I'm going to continue to present this to you. Every Christian has prophetic or intuitive ability. Every Christian has an unction, a sensitivity deep in the spirit. But God doesn't just give $1 million to anybody. You have to be trained before you are given that $1 million. Otherwise, $1 million will destroy you. With wealth, there is a plan that has always been with God. Some people can handle great wealth, others can't. So God has never in the scripture stated that everybody is going to be wealthy. No. But everybody will be given what is necessary for their life, for the world that they live in, for the calling that God has called them to, and the plan that God has planned for them. What God has planned for me will be different than everyone else. What God had planned for those that I sat under in ministry in years gone by, that plan for them, they've accomplished. They are done. Many of them are with the Lord. With the prophets, there is an order. And the prophets, the good prophets, understand that order. And they will stay where they're to be in their calling in the world of the prophets. Elijah, There was a time in his life where God took him to a cave, and there was a little river, and he was to stay in that cave, and he drank from that river. And it says that the raven, the unclean birds, brought him his food. That was what God intended, and he was there until God released him to go to the next step. And then God released him to the next step, and the next step, and the next step. And eventually, he is before Ahab and Jezebel. And you know the story. With God's people in the body of Christ, God places us where he wants us to be. And with God's prophets, the same thing. But in America, over the years, over the last 20, 30, 40 years, many of the prophetic ministries have accomplished what God has wanted them to accomplish. There have been many problems. There has been a lot of bad publicity. But in that realm of people that are prophetic, there has been great value. There has been a great blessing from God. So here's where I'm headed. Now I'm going to give you a testimony. More than that, I'm going to tell you what I saw happen in Colorado in the early part of this century. At the last part of last century and the first part of this century. I've given this testimony before, but I think it's vital, and this, I have the time to do it, so I'm going to take my time. In 1990-1991, there was a ministry in California, James Dobson, Focus on the Family. Focus on the Family, because of the taxes and for other reasons, James Dobson decided to move his ministry to Southern Colorado, Colorado Springs. And he moved. Well, in the Christian world, there are these people that are very gifted in intuitive abilities prophetically. And when James Dobson made the jump from California to Colorado, many of the ministries in Colorado and in Southern California and throughout the country, when they saw Dobson move to Colorado Springs, they began to move their churches to Colorado Springs because they knew there was a move of God taking place. And they moved. Well, then, in Southern Colorado, you had, and I use that term because this is the term others have used, there was a move of God in Southern Colorado. There were prophetic ministries. There was Ted Haggard. There was the World Prayer Center. There were other ministries that were there, apostolic ministries, prophetic ministries, that moved to Colorado Springs. They were there, and in about 2000, I believe it was 2003, here in Northern Colorado, I have a brother that I had met at a meeting that he held. Name is Mel Johnson, Pastor Mel Johnson of All Nations Church in Fort Collins. And we got to be friends, and I was visiting Pastor Mel. One day he had Brother Mel's barbecue. And in that visit, I was just helping him prepare for the evening, and he was making potato salad and barbecuing the beef. And I don't know why, but I told him, I said, and for those that live here in Northern Colorado, you're very famous, you're very familiar with Resurrection Fellowship. Many are very familiar at that time with the move of God with James Dobson in Southern California. I told Mel, I said, Mel, The move in Southern California has ended. God is going to lift his move, his spirit off of that move. It's over. And James Dobson will eventually step out of his ministry. And many of the ministries in Southern California, it's over. Because the Holy Spirit is lifting off of that move in Southern California. And here in Northern Colorado, John Stalker is going to step down as pastor of Resurrection Fellowship. Well, I don't know, but I knew clearly that was going to happen, and I told Mel about that, and he documented it. And I said, I just left it at that. Then in about 2006, my wife and I had moved. In 2005, we moved to Las Vegas, Nevada, and I started a radio ministry in March or early April of 2005 on a little station there, a Christian station. And the way I ended up on that station was by a vision that God had given me about 2 years earlier, and also by a prophetic word that was given to me by a brother and sister from Colorado Springs in a meeting at Brother Mel's, Brother Mel Johnson's fellowship in 2004 in November. I'm going to try to condense this, but the reason I was on the station in 2005 was because of a prophetic word given to me in November of 2004. And that prophetic word was, I should have been on television, I should have been on the radio, but Satan had cheated me and robbed me. And 5 months later, I'm on the radio in Las Vegas, Nevada, on the little station KKVV. Well, a year later, after I'd been on that program for about a year, I, on that program, stated to the audience, and I still have the tape, I had forgotten, well, I didn't forget about what I had spoken to Mel Johnson in 2003 about Southern Colorado and the spirit lifting off of the move in Southern Colorado. But on that program in 2006, I told the audience the move in Southern Colorado had ended, and it is going to relocate, and I didn't have that word for a couple of years. It's going to relocate to Northern Colorado. When God has a move in an area, when the move is finished, it doesn't mean that God is done. It just means that for whatever reason, the Holy Spirit had to make a change. And there had to be a change in Southern Colorado, which I'll get into later in the program. But with the change in 2006, I said there will be a relocation. It will be into Northern Colorado. Now, when I spoke that, I also stated, and what will happen is, Satan will send his plan ahead of it. And that plan is that Satan will send, the devil will send religion ahead of God relocating his move in Northern Colorado. So before the move in Northern Colorado begins, the devil will begin to bring religion ahead of it, to stop it, to destroy it. So I'm going to leave that for right now. Now I'm going to go back to Southern Colorado. What happened as I began to look at and understand and study the move of God in Southern Colorado, I realize that when James Dobson moved, I realize there's a prophetic principle. The prophets of God that have intuitive ability, they know when there's a move taking place. And naturally, they all want to be part of that move, so they will all jump to that area where God is going to do something. And that's exactly what happened in 1991. All these ministries, boom, descended upon Colorado Springs. I was in Colorado Springs years later. I'm trying to remember what year, probably 5-8 years later. And I was with a small group of people. I'd gone down on a Saturday with my wife, and we were with a group. And I was discussing this with them, telling them about what had happened to that move in southern Colorado. And a sister asked me, does that mean that God left Colorado Springs? I said, no, God will never leave his people. But the plan that God had and what he was doing in southern Colorado, that plan has ended. And I said, and I'll tell you why it ended. And I told him this. The prophets are like a rodeo, the people that are in rodeo circuit. The prophets are like the cowboys. And whenever there's a rodeo, they all come to the different rodeos in Oklahoma and Texas, Cheyenne Frontier Days. They have rodeos in California, Utah, all over. And prophets have that type of spirit. They're like, wherever the rodeo's taking place, they go. Well, many prophets ended up in southern Colorado. But they didn't play the game the way there are rules with God. There are rules with God and his kingdom. When we get back from the break, I'll give contact information. Then we're going to go into the next hour, and we're going to finish the story about the move in southern Colorado and how it came to be local.
Reasons to own gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
CBD is everywhere nowadays, but at Colorado Platinum Care, if you mention the word freedom, you get 25% off your order. If you or a loved one is suffering from arthritis or joint pain, CBD can help alleviate that. Colorado Platinum Care in Greeley has a great selection of CBD tinctures and pain creams for you or your family pet. And with every purchase, you also get a free CBD coffee. So come on down to 916 8th Avenue in Greeley or call 970-324-5268 and ask for Scott.
Triangle Cross Ranch, 36049 Weld County Road 51 in Gailton, Colorado, is a charity organization and a nonprofit residential facility. It is a place where people who need a little extra cognitive help can find the support and enjoy life they need. Give us a call at 970-454-2219. We'd love to have you come out and see us and see what we do. 970-454-2219 or type in Triangle Cross Ranch on Facebook. Look for Gailton.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
I'll give out contact information. My Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Again, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. If you would help me, I've just gone to 2 hours. And for those that would like to support me, I would really appreciate it. God has just opened doors here, and His timing, I believe, is perfect. I appreciate all of God's help, and I thank those that are helping me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I pray for you all, and God bless you. I pray for this audience. You're God's children. You need the very best that God has for you. And God has made all the riches of all that He is available to His children. He has a body that He loves. He is in the process of finishing this great bride of Christ. Soon, our Messiah is going to be with His bride in the millennial kingdom. We are not far off. The time is now. We are late in the day, late in the day. And Christ will have His bride shortly. But His bride has a few more things that she's got to go through. Final touches, because there are still things that are impure in the great bride of Christ. So God is allowing things to happen in the world, which is going to purify her and make her white. The blood of Jesus Christ washes all the garments, and He is pouring all of His riches upon His bride by His Holy Spirit. So I'm talking about what happened in Southern Colorado. It's important that you know this so you understand why God has relocated the move to Northern Colorado, and what happened in Southern Colorado must be protected. What happened in Southern Colorado cannot be replicated in Northern Colorado with this move if we're going to be successful. So we have to know the past so we know what to look for in the future. When we get back, after the hour, I will continue with what happened in Southern Colorado and what will happen in Northern Colorado and with the people that are prophetic. I'll be back. Stay with me. Join me in the second hour. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Eric for Grenon Coatings. You have a metal or foam roof problem? Grenon Coatings has a solution. Elastomeric coatings done correctly can greatly reduce utility costs and seal leaks. Call Jim at Grenon Coatings. Whether you have a commercial building, mobile home, dairy barn, or animal sheds, Jim can seal them up. With 35 years of practice, free estimates, call Jim at 970-223-2138 today. That's 970-223-2138.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.